Our theme for this season has been Group Union for More Light Work Power and Effectiveness. And the title of today's session is Maximizing Your Healing Power Within. So Lawrence Coleman, for those of you who don't know him, is our San Diego Center Basic Teacher. He also leads our monthly planetary sessions, and he is the organizer and session leader for our summer, winter, and spring gatherings. And these gatherings are announced on the Actualism website, and they are open to anyone who's had the intro. And he is also the organizer of our annual fourth advanced retreat and is a session leader there also. And in addition to teaching Actualism, he is also a certified yoga teacher. So now here is our session leader, Lawrence Coleman.
Well, good morning, everyone. And once again, thanks, everyone, for welcoming in to your phones and homes and yards and wherever you may be listening to this. And, you know, we come together, you know, today from, like I said, all different places on the planet as a great family of light. And when we do this, we come together letting the concept of separation in all its forms and letting that fall away, recognizing its false-to-fact nature. And then we come together not only to just enjoy these sessions of being together, but we come together in unity to spread joy and harmony, wisdom, and beauty within our creation amongst ourselves and with all those we encounter as we move through life after this session going forward. And with our theme of maximizing our light power and effectiveness, and the different aspects that we've gone over in over this last year, I want to focus on our foundation. That's to say, as in any building or endeavor or goal, we must have a good foundation to stand on. And with us, the White Star, the four great laws are part of that foundation. As Russell points out, the four great laws resolve into a rule to think, let, observe, and experience the power which we are working, that is to say, the effortless effort way. And a review of those four laws: 1, awareness directs thought; 2, thought directs life energy, and life energy follows thought; 3, where there is pain from mild to acute, the flow of life energy is obstructed; and fourthly, where awareness is focused, the power of life energy is concentrated. And so we apply these laws day in and day out. And so we apply using, of course, enlightened awareness. And using enlightened awareness ensures us of having a solid foundation in which to stand to maximize our light work power and effectiveness and our ability to heal ourselves, each other, and the planet. In preparing for this session, of course, I listened to the intro tape because we were working with the White Star today. And I've listened to that CD definitely in double digits, if approaching triple digits. You know, I listen to it all the time, and each time I hear something new. And I just can't believe it. Hey, I've listened to this 20 times and I don't remember that part. But so that just lets you know that in the intro and working with the white star, that foundation is established and solid. And so today we're going to work to rebuild, renew, and fortify that foundation. And so as we work with enlightened awareness, the rule of thinking and letting, observing and experiencing, Russell summed this up in a verse that's also on the intro CD. And the title of it is Listen Now. I tell you this not to inform you, but rather to confirm the knowing already known, not yet accepted by the mind, conditioned to reject the inner wisdom spark that fall like falling stars, to blaze away their light, then go dark in uncomprehending, airy resistance. And so we're going to work today to, as I say, establish, reestablish or fortify our foundation, but to keep those wisdom sparks lit and bright. So relax in your chairs or however you are situated, that you should be comfortable. And from this place of comfort, begin to observe your breath. And as you observe your breath, we begin our journey inward. And keep your attention here on your breathing, the rhythm of it, the feel of it, the sound of it. And as we observe our breath and its aspects, we begin to relax even more, begin to open more, begin to receive more. Our breath should gradually begin to deepen on its own, just from the mere fact of paying attention to it. A smooth inhale, an equally smooth exhale. And we mentioned the words effortless, effort. And this should be in that vein. Don't force your breath to get deeper and longer. Just with ease, allow it to happen. An easy effort. Good. And notice how this makes you feel. Just the mere fact. Gently controlled breathing and your awareness there. Now direct your awareness to the forebrain as we unify brain mind with the upper room. And think of your upper room, this radiant, peaceful place within our nature, is located about 6 inches above the top of our head, the crown center. And this location is within our energy field. It extends spherically around our bodies outward. In the upper room is a source point for the radiant awareness of your actual self, your higher self, the being of light that you are. So think of the enlightened awareness of the being of light that you are, of your higher self, flowing into your brain. It moves throughout, all about touching each cell. Moving across the synapses to make those connections. Just think and let your brain mind open and harmonize to this radiant awareness of your higher self. And with effortless effort, observe and experience the gathering of your mental or knowing awareness. Now think and let the radiance flow throughout and all about your nerves and nerve cells as we shift our focus here. Direct the nerves to harmonize with the radiant awareness from your upper room, the enlightened awareness of the being of light that you are. As it flows throughout your spinal cord, solar plexus, throughout all the nerves in your body, gathering and enlightening your sensory awareness. Now focus on your heart, harmonizing your heart, the radiant awareness from the upper room. And here it flows through your blood and circulatory system. Liver and glands. And the radiance moves throughout, all about the liquid systems of your body. And in doing so, gathers, enlightens, and uplifts your emotional or feeling awareness. And experience this gathering and enlightening of knowing, sensory, emotional awareness, the enlightened awareness of your personality self. And with enlightened awareness, experience the two-way flow of love and gratitude from the being of light that you are to you, the creation. And direct your beloved creation to return this flow of love and gratitude as you experience the two-way flow from inside out, from outside in, from creator to creation, creation to creator. Of enlightened awareness, experience our union. The union of each one of us gathered here today in this session. Just think and let the joy of that union flow throughout and all about. As we unify with the immortal of Russell, our actual family of light, and any beings that choose to join with us today, any beings of light that choose to support us. And as always, we just unify with those that we know that need our help, need our support in all forms of healing, from physical, mental, emotional healing, relationships. And bring them into our embrace as we begin the rest of our session. So with enlightened awareness, a flow of enlightened awareness, touch into center two, and observe a white star. It's crystalline, fiery nature. And directed to begin to rise and locate 3 feet above the top of our head, and through the power of thought, directed to expand into 3.5 feet in diameter. So allow a downpour of crystalline white light to commence. And it touches our hair, scalp, skull, brain. And it penetrates to the marrow of the bones here. And observe the consuming fire action as the downpour moves, touching the jawbone, the cranium and its various parts. It moves to the top part that is the cervical spine. Shoulders, shoulder blades, the upper arm bones and muscles and connective tissue. The ulna and radius of the forearm. the various bones of the hand. And here too, the connective tissue, the muscles, the tendons. This flow continues down the spine and neck into the torso. As you move here, experience a light fire overcoming any obstacles or obstructions as it moves into the various organs here in the torso. The lungs, the heart, the liver. The pancreas, the kidneys, the adrenals, gallbladder, the various components of the digestive system, the generative system, this light penetrates to the core of each, removing obstacles, repairing any cracks in the foundation of our work, our ability to transmit power strongly and effectively throughout our creation. And with effortless effort, guided by enlightened awareness, the light flows, this crystalline energy flows on down the pelvic bowl, having gone through the thoracic spine and down to the lumbar spine, sacrum, coccyx, renewing, rebuilding, regenerating a physical foundation as well as our foundation in consciousness. The pelvis is penetrated to this marrow. In all of its parts, the ilium, the pubis, that massive bone, the femur, as well as all the muscles that surround here, the glutes, quadriceps, hamstrings. The kneecap, as it flows down through the knees, down through the lower legs, penetrating the tibia and fibula. Here too, the muscles and connective tissues open up and accept the crystalline white light from the downpour of your expanded star. And through light power action, consuming any obstructions, any blocks to the flow of life energy throughout your creation as it continues on down to the ankles, going through the many bones of the feet, and the tarsals, the planches of the toes, and on out your open feet into the earth. experience this cleansing, purifying quality. The white star. As you think and let and observe as this purification takes place throughout and all about your creation. As it does so, flowing down from the top of your head up to the bottoms of your feet into the planet. Open up to the experience of our connection and our connection to the planet. And the joy of life energy moving throughout and all about our creation, overcoming obstructions, overcoming obstacles, overcoming blocks, overcoming our own resistance on many levels. As we're infused with the light fire, the purifying light fire of our white star, infused throughout and all about our creation. Now think of your feet as closing, as the liquid quality of the downpour from your white star begins to backfill throughout your body, filling up from the feet, ankles, lower legs, knees, upper legs. Pelvis. Lower torso. Upper torso. Neck. Jaw, mouth, brain, and out the top of your head, overflowing out to the surface of your skin. The vessel that's your body, filled. With the light from the downpour of your expanded white star. Flowing over your skin and out into your field. Enlightening and uplifting your field as well. Consuming and reducing to energy essence any negative frequencies in your field. And open up to the presence of the being of light that you are, and observing the fortification, the rebuilding of your foundation of light work. The primary energy of the white star, supported by the four laws. As with effortless effort, you observe and open up to the experience. The cleansing experience and the downpour of your expanded white star. The experience of union with each and every one of us gathered here today, as well as with those that have joined us and those that we have brought in actively. To support their healing, healing of all kinds. And with enlightened awareness, direct your star to cease the downpour. And begin to expand and further, so that now your whole body is included into your expanded star. Your star surrounds your body. As we continue to rebuild, support our foundation, and with joy and harmony, to support the healing of ourselves, each other, and those that we have brought in. And as we work with those that we've brought in, experience the joy and love of service to others. Good. And here in our expanded white star, Kevin utilized the star action. Let's begin to assimilate the energy essence created from our activities. Assimilate from the marrow of your bones out to the surface of your skin. Be aware of the wisdom of assimilation, as it allows us not only to be supported, but it gives us the ability to support others. Good. Now direct your expanded white star to begin this journey back to the upper room, and returning to its original size of 3 inches in diameter. Enlightened awareness, observe your creation. And notice any change that has taken place. And with enlightened awareness, open and experience the bonds that unify us. With enlightened awareness, allow yourself to accept and receive the joy, the harmony, peace, the love that we all have and all deserve to experience. And we know this to be true, the knowing that we know that Russell speaks of, that wisdom spark is all beings that we sustain and support. I'd like to conclude our session by reading an unentitled poem from a young woman who I gave the intro to a couple of months ago. And she wrote and mailed this to me to express the experiences that she had had from taking the intro. And it fits really beautifully with what Russell said about knowing that we know and that the wisdom spark is in all beings. I have been here before, up here in this bright light that bounces in from the rooftops that I can't see. Each beam floods through lattices and ricochets back and forth through its own symmetry, a beam for each bone, each muscle and tendon. I am made up of this holy sinew. I took a ray of light from the windowsill and balled it up in the palms of my hands. Together we grow up and out. Our steps echoed and creaked on the old floors in the upper room. Old photographs knotted on the wallpaper walls, hanging crooked as a grandmother's fingers. I have been here before. My mind returns to the downpour. Light vibrates like a red velvet curtain, anticipating the end of an overture. Through bone and marrow and the back of my eyelids, each percussive beam occupies a chamber of me until we are fluent in each other. I am called to be here. If I listen carefully, I can almost transcribe the invitation. It sounds like a heartbeat, and the busy work synapses familiarly is erected before me, unfolding and attaching, and named like me and mine and ours. I have been here before. So once again, thank you for joining in today. Using the white star, supporting our unity and union together. And just go forth in that beauty, in that joy, in that wisdom. Go forth in love. So it is, and so be it.